Although there are many pastors and theologians to look back to for encouragement from the time of the Reformation, it arguably would not have been as cataclysmic an event had Martin Luther not lived. On October 31st, 1517, Martin Luther, a German monk, posted a document that he had written on the castle church door in his adopted hometown of Wittenberg, Germany. This document, called the 95 Theses, outlined areas of church abuse, particularly in terms of a practice of selling indulgences. As a pastor, Luther was deeply concerned that his parishioners were buying useless pieces of paper to get their relatives out of purgatory, all the while filling the coffers of corrupt church leaders. Though he did not intend to spark a reformation, the theses were translated from Latin into German and passed around the German towns, effectively sparking a pan-European reformation. Luther always saw himself as a good Catholic, defending the core biblical doctrines of justification by faith alone and the authority of Scripture. Most famously, he attended the Imperial Diet of Worms in 1521, where he famously bound his conscience to Scripture, upon which he declared, "Here I stand, I can do no other." He was soon excommunicated from the church and became a marked man, restricted from travel outside of his own region in Germany. Yet his many works, including the Babylonian captivity of the church, commentaries on books like Galatians and Romans, and his important catechisms for adults and children, made his influence go well beyond the borders of Germany. Though a great theologian and professor, Luther always saw himself first as a pastor and preacher. He was also a wonderful husband and father. He and his wife, Katharina von Bora, had numerous children whom they loved. As a pastor, he had a deep concern not to upset the lives of his congregation, and though he brought significant doctrinal reform, he maintained many of the forms of medieval worship. This had great influence on German hymn writing and later church music. Luther himself had a deep love of music and was often found singing and playing musical instruments with his family at home.